Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
To a story now on a debate team. MIT's team suffered a historic loss this year to an unlikely opponent, a team of incarcerated residents from the Maine Department of Corrections. From Maine Public Radio, Susan Sharon has the story.
On one side, a pre-law student, a business management student, and three grad students, all serving time in the Maine State Prison System. On the other side, five engineering, economics, and pre-med students from MIT. Daniel Troop moderated the debate. He's the founder of the newly created National Prison Debate League.
You're all about to witness a remarkable display of both intellectual ability and social diplomacy in action.
At issue, whether term limits should be required for justices of the U.S. Supreme Court. MIT argued in the affirmative. Luka Bulic-Brakul, a third-year student from Croatia, opened the arguments.
Justices essentially stay on the court until they either retire or pass away. Additionally, they are serving longer and longer terms. As Ginsburg writes in 2021, that the average Supreme Court justice tenure went from 15 years before 1970 to 25 years after 1970.
The result, he said, is that a single appointment can lock in the majority of the court for a long time.
Proposition at issue today represents a grave threat to the foundations of our republic.
Chandler Dougal, a resident of the Maine Correctional Center, laid out five reasons to oppose term limits. Among them, that they would undermine judicial independence and the federal government's separation of powers. He pointed to the Nazi Party's rise to power as an example.
Frederick Reuter of the Wisconsin Law Review tells us that the first step in the Nazis' destruction of judicial independence was to eliminate life tenure for the German Supreme Court. Elimination of life tenure was not the sole reason that the Nazis were able to control the German judiciary, but it was the first step they took to achieve that end.
The timed arguments and rebuttals continued for more than 90 minutes as a virtual audience looked on, and the decision from the five judges was decisive.
The decision is a 5-0 for the Maine Department of Corrections, a 5-0 win for Maine DOC. Congratulations on an outstanding debate, and thank you all so much for the opportunity to judge it.
Jared Acheson is an associate professor of communication at Wake Forest University, where he also serves as director of the school's nationally recognized debate team.
What the audience is seeing today represents the power of preparation. These students are not just speaking off the cuff.
Instead, he says, these are well-thought-out arguments that come with educational opportunity and application. Providing more of those opportunities is the goal of the Alliance for Higher Education in Prison. It partnered with the National Prison Debate League to host the recent event. Executive Director Ved Price says education is important not only for people who will leave prison, but for the prison culture itself.
It deters violence and it gives people some freedom, even though they're not physically free. It gives them the ability to be, you know, mentally and psychologically free. And to develop themselves in whatever direction they choose. And there's no limitations on the mind.
To finance education in prison, residents must rely on philanthropic grants and university scholarships or pay out of pocket. State funding for education in prison, Price says, is typically pretty slim. In Maine, Deputy Corrections Commissioner Ryan Thornell says the department has tried to strengthen and promote college opportunities in recent years. He says about 10% of the population is enrolled at any given time.
Upwards of 150 individuals enrolled in some level of college education courses. Typically around 115, 120 of those individuals are in degree-seeking programs, and others are taking, one or two courses that just might be offered outside of a degree track.
Thornell says the debate team was a chance to show what students in prison are capable of doing. The co-ed team included members from four facilities who practiced virtually with the help of outside coaches and then met in person to participate in the debate. MIT team member Jessica Wang says word spread that her opponents would be tough to beat.
So going in, we were already like a little bit intimidated and we were like, this is going to be a hard debate. And I think that based on the debate, y'all definitely lived up to that expectation. So it was a really cool experience in my opinion.
Daniel Troop hopes to expand the National Prison Debate League to other correctional facilities around the country, highlighting the equalizing power of education. For Here and Now, I'm Susan Sharon.